Hey everyone, this is Carrie Champion, the host of Naked Sports.
The all-new 2025 Nissan Armada Pro 4X provides freedom. Freedom to explore, to go wherever you want, with your whole crew and all your toys. With a twin-turbo V6 engine, 8,500 pounds of towing capacity, and seating for eight, this unshakable fortress of a vehicle is built to take you on your next adventure. Drive the all-new 2025 Nissan Armada today. Learn more at nissanusa.com. Intelligent four-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hi, this is Angela from Georgia. I'm calling again. I called with some stories that I had paranormal-wise that you guys used, and that was awesome. Thank you. And I've also called in about a couple of dreams that I've, reoccurring dreams that I have, but I'm hoping that was recent, and I'm hoping that you guys might be able to use them. I'd love to, you know, get your take on it. But I have a story regarding a Ouija board, and I know that, you know, you guys talk about that a lot. In fact, you know, that's a hot topic right now, you know, whether or not they're safe, whether or not they should be played with. And I definitely don't think that there's something that should be fooled around with lightly. I think that they can be kind of bad and introduce things that, you know, probably shouldn't be there. But I do have an experience when I was younger regarding a Ouija board. I had a night where I was hanging out with my friends, and we were all, you know, just hanging out at my house. One of my girlfriends decided to bring her Ouija board with her. And we just was like, sure, let's give it a try. I'd never used one before, and I've actually never used one since, although I've been tempted. We asked the Ouija board several questions. It was very, like, lighthearted. We weren't asking anything serious, but it was definitely giving us answers. And I honestly do believe that, you know, it was, you know, moving on its own. We weren't, you know, we all had our, you know, our hands or whatever touching it, but I definitely don't think it was any one of us moving it. At one point, I asked the question regarding my family. I asked the question regarding my grandmother, who had been, you know, ill on and off, and we were always concerned about her. And I asked, you know, just kind of like, is my grandma, you know, okay? Is she going to be all right? And the Ouija board was like, yes. I said, oh, okay. I said, so, you know, do I need to worry about my grandma? And the Ouija board said, no. And I said, well, is there someone that I do need to worry about? I'm not even sure why I asked the question now that I think about it. It was just something I decided to ask. And the Ouija board said yes. And so I asked the Ouija board who I should be worried about, and it spelled out grandfather. So I was very shocked because, like I said, my grandmother was always the one who was usually ill, not him. So, and I didn't know of anything that was wrong with him at the time. So I said, wow. I said, okay, is he going to be all right? And the Ouija board said no. I said that he was not going to be all right. And I was kind of, like I said, in shock because I didn't even know that anything was wrong with my grandfather. And actually, none of us did at the time. And so we kept playing, but then the air kind of changed in the room. And things just felt darker and thicker and just not the same. So we asked the Ouija board if we were still communicating with the same spirit. And it said no. And we asked it, well, are you, you know, a good spirit? And it said no. And so at that point, we just kind of got all freaked out. And we were just like, you know what? Never mind. So we closed it. We ended the conversation, and we just put it away. I never played with one since. I did mention to my father the next day that, you know, I was using the Ouija board and that it told me that, you know, grandma was okay, but that you know, my grandfather was not. And my dad was a little upset with me. He was like, don't play with those things. He's like, you know, don't bring that back into the house and don't play with that. And we actually had a house that we, you know, and that was one of the times that I called into you guys. I gave you some stories about growing up. You know, the house that I grew up in was, you know, had activity. So I don't know if I was communicating with one of the ghosts in the house or if, you know, it was a different type, a different spirit. But as it turns out, we did find out shortly after that my grandfather had cancer, and we, you know, weren't aware of it at the time that I used the Ouija board, like I said, but shortly after that, we did find out that he was sick. He did have colon cancer, and my grandfather did actually pass away soon after. He didn't last very long once he was diagnosed. And my grandmother lived on for about a year or so after he passed, and I honestly think that she only passed because she was kind of heartbroken over losing him and lonely without him, and it just, you know, I think she just kind of lost her will to be here without him. So I, you know, I just kind of like wanted to share that because it was interesting that I got that information from a Ouija board and it ended up being correct. And like I said, I've never played with one since, although I lost my father about 2 years ago, so I have been tempted to actually use one to see if I can contact him and maybe speak to him, but I've not had the courage to do it. So anyway, I just wanted to share that and definitely put it out there that Ouijas are not to be played with, you know, lightly, that you should definitely be careful and take into consideration that you could awaken something that you shouldn't. I don't think the Ouija board had anything to do with my grandfather getting sick. I think it was just able to communicate that information to me, but the whatever spirit took over afterwards didn't feel like a good one, and definitely told us it wasn't a good one, and we were able to end the conversation. Otherwise, you know, maybe something that you don't, you know, we didn't like might have happened, but thankfully nothing did. Anyway, I just wanted to share that, and I love you guys. Take care. Bye.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/real ghost stories.
This is Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
JBL Tour Pro 3 earbuds are for those who don't conform to the standard.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get into some touchscreen technology, how about the smart charging case, clear sound? These are not standard things. You're only going to get them with the JBL Tour Pro 3, baby.
And I love the sound of JBL when it goes, boom, boom. These earbuds are packed with innovation because you can't stand out by following others.
Touchscreen smart charging case for one-touch control, instant EQ customization, true adaptive noise canceling, and the one-of-a-kind audio transmitter, which can plug and play with everything from game consoles to in-flight entertainment.
The audio transmitter also allows for JBL Spatial 360 sound that takes any audio and turns it into a 360 immersive experience.
What more could you want? First doesn't follow. Grab a pair at JBL.com.
Not all meals are created equal. For instance, breakfast has the spicy egg McMuffin for a limited time, and lunch doesn't. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This message is sponsored by Greenlight. With school out, summer is the perfect time to teach our kids real-world money skills they'll use forever. Greenlight is a debit card and the number one family finance and safety app used by millions of families, helping kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. Parents can send their kids money and track their spending and saving, while kids build money confidence and skills in fun ways. Start your risk-free Greenlight trial today at greenlight.com/iHeart. That's greenlight.com/iHeart.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Having MG can make cooking difficult, but over the years, I've found some really helpful tools and tips that I'm excited to share. Hi, I'm Alicia. I think cooking should always be fun, creative, and of course, delicious. These black bean burgers are hearty, full of flavor, and MG friendly. You're gonna love them.
Check out Alicia's Black Bean Burger cooking video and other recipes full of tips and tricks for managing common MG symptoms while cooking only at mg-united.com.
Ready? Let's cook.